Our guest in the cafe this morning is the mayor of Bonham, Roy Floyd. Roy, good morning.
Good morning.
We talked not too long ago about things going on in Bonham, and I know that there's some projects going on having to do with water that will be of interest to a lot of people, not just in Bonham and Fannin County, but all over North Texas. I was reading a little bit about a project called the Lower Bodart Creek Reservoir, which apparently going to be a pretty big project, and they had a meeting on that recently for people to make comments. So what's the status of that project?
You know, the project has been going for about 30 years, and we're ready to see that come to pass here. We had the meeting, a public meeting, about a week ago, and talked about this. The lake itself should be underway sometime in late 2015 or early 2016. And the lake itself is going to be a huge lake. It's being done by North Texas Water Authority down in Wylie. And the lake itself is going to be about 16 or 17 miles long and 8 miles wide.
Mm.
And it will go from, for those of you who are familiar with it, from Coffee Mill Lake, from the edge of Coffee Mill Lake, where they'll build a dam up by Honey Grove, all the way down to the dam at Lake Bonham, and it's going to be a huge water reservoir and going to furnish water for all those thousands of North Texans. They're saying the North Texas will double over the next 20 years, 25 years. So that's going to be water that will be for them, but a certain amount of that water will be available for growth in Bonham and Fannin County.
Wow. Now, you said that that project has been in the works for 30 years?
Yes, and I talked to the executive director of North Texas Water Authority recently, and he told me that they were going to have as many as 2,000 people working 24 hours a day for almost 2 years to putting the dam up, and they're going to start that, as I said, in late 15 or early 16. Mm-hmm.
Has it been environmental concerns that held it up so long?
Well, no, the environmental concerns not so much, but it's the first lake permitted in Texas in the last 30 years.
Wow.
So you can tell just all the type of permits and grants and things you go through to get a lake of this size, and they're talking about spending almost $1 billion to get this done. So it's quite a project for Bonham and Fannin County. One of the things that we talked about recently was the zoning of that lake, and they've got a special legislation from the state of Texas for Bonham and Fannin County to do that zoning within a mile of the lake, and that's going to give us marinas and all kinds of things to work with, and we think this will be a great fishing lake and a great resort lake.
Yeah, and you have some good news concerning Lake Bonham, don't you?
Lake Bonham is our municipal water supply for the city of Bonham, which is growing steadily, and that lake this week is finally filled up. It's full. It's been down. It was down as far as 6 feet and during all our drought. And so
that's good news.
It's great news for us because that says that we've got 2 to 3 years water supply right there.
You bet. We're talking with Roy Floyd, who is the mayor of Bonham up in Fannin County. Also, now there's another lake project called Ralph Hall Lake. What's the status of that?
That's up by Ladonia. They tell me that, and now it's done by a different group, and I've lost the name just for the moment.
That's
Tom
okay.
Taylor and his group. But they tell me that they're about 1 year behind beginning that lake. So it'll be two major reservoirs for Fannin County when they get it built, and they will get that built.
Hey, looking down the road at the calendar here, you have an event coming up in Bonham on May 2nd called Heritage Day. What's that all about?
You know, that's one of the largest gatherings we have each year in Bonham. A lady named Judy Teller is the chairman of that event, and she's just worked and worked and worked and made this a great event for Bonham. We have old car clubs that come in and bring their classic cars, and have motorcycles come in. We've got all kinds of guests. We've got the motorcycle jumpers that scare me to death. They jump up as high as 30 and 40 feet in the air.
My goodness. Hey, Roy, thanks again for taking the time to talk to us and having a cup of coffee with us over the telephone line this morning.
Call anytime.
All right, great. That's Roy Floyd, the mayor of Bonham, and you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KEPN.